today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Sunday, 29th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the last episode, again, we listen to chapter Al-Humazah because we have more to learn about.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Waylun likulli humazatil lumazah.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةِ.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة.
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Vow to every backbiter and slanderer. This surah begins with the strongest terms of a threatening nature. There are those who sting others with their speech, behavior, mimicry, or sarcasm at their backs or in front of them. They mock them and defame them with evil motives. Basically, from the point of Islam, the honor of people is considered highly respectable. Hence, anything that causes them to be insulted is a great sin. A tradition from Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "The lowest one amongst people is he who insults people."
Buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Your creation is a dream, from the stars to the moon. Your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer.
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
So, as you can understand, today we're going to focus on bad language in Islam. Using bad words and talking impertinently is a very bad habit. The persons who do tongue lashing at whatever passes their mind seldom stick to their words. They are very fickle of mind. They use bad words, keep finding faults with others for no rhyme or reason. They keep causing hurt to others with their irresponsible talk. Using bad words is haram and is considered a major sin. The Prophet of Islam has said Allah has forbidden heaven to the users of foul language. There is also curse on those who abuse, are shameless and impertinent, and they will all be denied entry to paradise. Whatever a foul-mouthed person says about others, he does not thoughtlessly and never bothers about what opinion others have of him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. Exemplary conduct of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam tells us and teaches us many things. The family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the highest standards for ethical conduct and courtesy. Consistently using bad language can tarnish one's reputation, contrasting sharply with the values upheld by Ahlul Bayt, who emphasized speaking with courtesy, dignity, and respect. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, one of the prominent imams in Shia Islam, stated, "A man's good character and manners help him more than his kin, while his bad character ruins him more than his enemies." But let's have a look at the moral guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The teachings of Ahlul Bayt stress the importance of moral and ethical conduct in every aspect of life. Engaging in profanity and bad language contradicts these values and can lead to moral degradation. Muslims are encouraged to purify their hearts and minds following the example of Ahlul Bayt and maintaining moral integrity. Again, we have here the Holy Prophet Muhammad's words, as he stated, "The best among you are those who have the best manners and character."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is the continuation of today's special. Know your triggers, environment. Your triggers are the whys and whens of your cursing habit. Recognizing triggers gives you the upper hand with which you need to stop this habit. You want to be aware of the trigger feelings that prompt you to curse. Do you curse when you're with certain people or at a certain environment? Maybe you're hanging out with friends or co-workers who are fluent in profanity. If you see these people regularly, then it's only a matter of time before you will use the same obscene language as they do. When you spend time in this kind of environment where people exercise little or no self-restraint, you get desensitized to foul language. Over time, you act like one of them. Limit, or even better, eliminate your exposure to this kind of environment.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light,
guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Let's go to ways to control our tongue. Hard as it may be, if we do happen to say something that is hurtful to someone, just simply apologize. Whether it was what you said or how you said it, remind yourself to apologize for your misbehavior if you feel like you stepped out of line, regardless of whether or not the other person shows that they feel hurt or upset. This can have nothing but positive effect. Many of us have trouble apologizing to people and accepting our mistakes, so it will both humble us and also ensure that we are more careful next time, because it can be pretty uncomfortable to accept your mistake and verbalize it. Secondly, it can help better your relationship with the other person because you're showing that you are aware of their feelings and that you care about them.
That's the meaning of la'na. It doesn't mean that you're cussing at someone. It doesn't mean that you're using profane language. We must make this very important distinction. What we find in the Holy Quran is the concept of cursing, not the concept of swearing or using profane language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never uses anything inappropriate. All of the verses of the Holy Quran are polite. Now there are some that will argue with you and tell you, no, we see some very highly offensive language in the Holy Quran. We see swearing or cussing in the Holy Quran. You are told that one verse in the Holy Quran which swears at other people is this verse which we always hear on Friday. What do we say? In one of the verses of Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ. The likeness of those who have been given the Torah, the Old Testament, but they did not comprehend it, they did not practice it, their likeness is the likeness of a donkey which carries books on its back. So the argument of these people is that, look, you have offensive language in the Quran. This is swearing. Allah is calling them donkeys. He's swearing at them. This is one verse. But when you analyze this verse, you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not using inappropriate language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing to us their state. Allah is telling us, look, I've given you a book, and that's the Torah. I have revealed this book to you so you benefit from this book. So you read it, you analyze it, you ponder on it. What's the point of carrying the Torah and saying we're the chosen people, we have a book from God, and you don't practice it? This is like a donkey which carries books on its back. Does a donkey benefit?
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.